We all know and love our local businesses, but do we really know the people behind the business? Your hosts, Eric Fix and Stephen Flitico from the Genesee County Chamber, sit down with the local business owners of our region and discuss their stories and insights on what it's like owning and operating a business in Genesee County and why.
Okay, welcome back.
What episode is it, Eric?
12.
Episode 12. Behind the business, Genesee County, local businesses in Genesee County. That's what we're about, so that's why we're doing this. Today we got a good guest. He owns a local barbershop called Royals Barbershop. His name is Brandon Armstrong. Why don't you say hello?
How you doing, guys?
Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no problem at all. No problem at all.
So obviously the point of this podcast is to talk about your business, talk about the story behind your business. So how about we start back, 10 years ago or so?
Well, my first shop was City Styles, but that was about, that was about 9 years ago, I guess. But this one is Royals.
Yeah.
This one's a different one. And this has been since 2015.
Okay. Why don't we start with the City Styles and then we'll go into Royals.
Yeah. Yeah. So City Styles, I opened that, I believe, in 2011. I was about 22, 23. I ended up going through the Batavia, it was like
development,
the development thing, and it had like a grant and loan thing that I applied for, which is pretty cool. That's how I actually opened it up. And
where was it located?
Ellicott, on right on the corner of
right next to Southside Deli.
Yep.
Yeah. So, what was the reasoning behind the barber shop? You know, did you feel like it was underserved here?
Right. Well, actually, we for people of color, we actually never had anywheres to go. Even the county, we actually had to go out to Rochester or Buffalo or actually just do it at home. So I have horror stories of those.
Is that kind of how you got your start? Like doing it in the kitchen or whatever?
Well, my dad actually was not a barber. I'd say he cut hair out of the house. He did that, as when we were kids. And then the style started to change and then, we had to stop letting him cut our hair. I was bald for my fifth grade pictures. So. and then my sister actually cut hair. She was in cosmetology. My big brother, he cut hair out of the house. So it was kind of in the blood a little bit. So
family biz.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I'm the only one that actually went and got my license. My sister got her cosmetology license, but as far as barber, and I'm the one that went and actually got my license and stuff like that. But yeah. My first haircut was my uncle, and he may or may not been intoxicated, and he literally stopped by the house and wanted my dad to cut his hair, and my dad wasn't there. So he goes, I need you to do it. I'm hot. It's hot outside. I need you to cut my hair. So he goes, I don't care what you do, get a bowl and put it around my head and cut around it and do something for me. So we literally got a bowl. And I cut around his head. That was my first haircut. I was about 10 years old. I cut around his head and he took it off. And
he was like, okay, I'm good to go.
He was good to go. Yeah.
And from that point on, he just fell in love with it.
Yeah. That was golden from there.
I love that.
So it's City Styles. City Styles. And then it transformed into Royals in 2015. Where was that started?
Well, as far as like, I mean, I stopped City Styles and I just stopped it all together and I was done for about 2 years. And then, what happened was I was kind of, I was working out at a assisted living home and me and my sister were both working there and we were just tired of working for other people. We wanted to work for ourselves. And, we put a plan together, got some money together and, you know, came to, first it was, beauty supplies, salon and barbershop. And then we got into it and we just the beauty supplies part was just way too much for us at that time. And we kind of just backed out of that. And then the salon part, my sister was doing, but she kind of, you know, it wasn't her path anymore. She didn't want to do it. So she kind of backed out and I just had the barbershop and I just stayed on track from there.
Yeah. And that was right next to T-shirts, right?
Yeah, yeah, I started off there. Yeah, I did that for 2 years, I believe. And then I was at the Harvester for 2 years.
Yeah.
And then now I'm over here where the spot that I'm loving right now is.
Yeah. If anybody doesn't know Royals, the the Royals of today is right across the street from Southside Deli, that area.
Yeah, next to Wartzman's.
Right next to Wartzman's. One Empire Access is right next to his next door neighbor. It's got a big window.
Yeah.
And you got, what, two guys working in there with you?
Yep. Josh and Julio.
Yep. So he's got a couple barbers. That's where I go to get my hair cut. He does his best. I mean,
keep busy.
Yeah.
Good thing this is a podcast.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, my hair looks but everything else around it, I mean, he does what he can. This guy works wonders. But anyways, so, you know, the reason we brought Brandon on this podcast is obviously I go and get my hair cut there, and we're always just talking shop, talking business, talking about the local community and the stuff he says I thought would be good for this podcast. So let's talk about what the future is for you. You know, you have Royals Barbershop now. What are your plans?
Yeah, so right now, I mean, pretty much I put the barbershop on cruise control. We've been doing good business for years now. I'm always looking for new barbers. So, I mean, we've pretty much just been doing good business, and I want to keep that going. But I myself am kind of stepping back a little bit. I get a little antsy after a while. If I stay too long in one spot, I'm a creative, so I kind of have to keep my brain moving with new stuff and learning and doing things. And I'm always worried about doing what I love to do and making sure that I'm happy with what I'm doing. So I'm eventually going to get into doing what you guys are doing right now, this podcast thing. So, I mean, that's pretty much, I don't want to go too much into it, because I do want to come back on once I get it going and, you know, really get into it a lot more. But that's just going to be a little more of my ventures, the podcast thing. I'm still going to cut hair. That's my main source of income. That's my bread and butter. I got to do that, for now. But I'm definitely stepping back just a little bit and make sure I spread my time out a little bit, you know?
Well, you know, one of the things that we found out about the podcast world is everybody helps each other.
Yes.
It's not a secret. It's not a, there's no, you know, secret sauce. It's not really even, it's not competitive at all. People that have reached out to us that have their own and stuff like that, like, wow, I listen, it's great. You know, have you thought of this and that and the other thing? So as you're getting going, you know, I mean, whether it's help with how to work the boards or anything for like that, feel free to reach out, because we'd love to see that happen. Yeah. I think it's something that's really neat in our community. And the more that it happens, the more people get used to listening to it, the better it is for everybody. So,
yeah, and I really think that's where, you know, I was intrigued with Brandon coming on, is because Brandon's kind of like a different forward thinker. And you know, we don't have enough of that around here.
Right.
And Brandon likes to, you know, he thinks outside of the box. And, you know, obviously the podcast and media in general is a lot of creativity and trying to do something different than other people are doing. And that's part of the reason we created this one. We said, you know,
well, there's room for everybody, man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. Like, when I get on, I definitely want to have you guys on. And just because I think a lot more people need to know exactly what you guys do. I don't think people understand exactly. Like, they just hear Chamber of Commerce and they're just like, but they don't understand, like, as a business, that you guys can help them out. You know what I mean? So it's dope. Yeah.
Say that again.
I can't wait. Yeah. Put that on repeat.
Prince Double. Yeah.
Well, the Chamber is here to promote, connect, and support local businesses.
Yeah, man.
So.
It's dope. Yeah, you know, it's me and Brandon talk about all the time when I get my hair cut. You know, he's always looking for people to connect with. And that's kind of where, you know, my job at the Chamber is very helpful. You know, we have a great local business community. There's a lot of people around here doing a lot of different things, but you know, our main goal is to kind of unify all that. That's really what we've been pushing for how long you been with us, Eric? 6 months?
Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Yeah. How long you guys been doing a podcast?
7 months.
Episode 11. Okay. So we do two a month. So yeah, 5.5, six, or 12. So 6 months-ish.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, we started it shortly after Eric started. But you know, what we want to do is we want to bring people like you into other avenues, you know, we want for the community, you know, obviously it helps you too. We want to help you, but what we want to do is make this a better place to live and to do business.
Well, I think it's putting the stuff on the display that we have here. Like, I don't think we ever put anything on display. I think everything else is everything that we've always done has just been kind of, I don't know. Nobody, like I said, pretty much just putting it on display. You know what I mean? Like, we have a platform to show the unique parts of Batavia and the unique businesses that we have here, you know?
And everybody loves to hear everybody's story. Right. I mean, that's what the world works. That's why Facebook is what Facebook is, right? Everybody wants to know what got your start, what got you going, what's your story? And, you know, you can't, you know, what's the old saying? Something about it. Once you know somebody's story, you can't not like them or something along those lines. Right, so, hey, once we hear the stories about these businesses, you can't not want to go there.
Right.
You can't not want to, you know, at least pop in and say, hey, I heard you. What's going on?
Right.
Maybe venture down there and get a haircut like Stevens and say, hey, you know, this is what I want to do. And, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons why we got into this, but it's
speaking of stories though, I had to take you back real quick. All right. So this is for anybody who ever wants to be a barber or is discouraged about doing something. So my first haircut in barber school, it was a probably 50 something year old gentleman, real dark black hair. I may have told you this story before, I think.
I'm sure the haircut was free, right?
Yeah. No. So no, they charge you, but it's like a discounted price in our barber school. So it was my turn because you go by turns, right? And so I'm cutting this guy's hair. I buzz him around the side and I go to do the shear work on top, scissors, right? And I don't know if you're familiar with scissors. Like for haircutting scissors, they're extremely sharp. And if you cut yourself with something that's extremely sharp, sometimes it doesn't bleed right away. So just stay with me on that part, right? So I'm cutting this guy's hair, maybe 2 minutes into it, I nick my finger. So my teacher tells us, right, go back out of the room, take care of it, come back, say excuse me or whatever, you know, come back and continue the haircut. So I do that, right? No more than 15 more seconds into the haircut, I cut myself again. I cut myself again, right? So I'm praying to God that it doesn't bleed. So I continue to do it this time, right? And I notice that it starts bleeding. So I say, excuse me again. I go out and I take care of it. And my teacher's going, Brandon, just have somebody else do the hair. I said, no. It was my first haircut. I had to do it, right? I come back. I have Band-Aids around my fingers. Both of these. I cut both of these, my middle finger and my index finger. So I come back. Do I not cut my finger again, bro? I cut my finger again. This time I'm praying to God. I did not want to go out there and make it look like a big thing again. I'm praying to God it does not bleed. So I continue the haircut. And my teacher looks at me. She goes, Brandon. And I've got blood going down my whole arm in my hand. I'm bleeding in the guy's hair. And I had to have somebody take over the haircut. They had to shampoo his hair. So that was my first hair. I just put all my, you know, my parents helped me get into barber school. Like, I don't know if I could. Yeah, I don't know if I can do this. This is my first haircut. I don't think this is going to work, you know. So that is encouragement for anybody out there who is starting off rocky. You can make it work.
I love that story because I can relate to that story. So when we do ribbon cuttings, you know, we've got the giant scissors. You've probably seen pictures of it and stuff like that.
It's a good relation, Eric. Yeah.
So I've done two or three and, you know, Steven's been there and Kelly B's been there or vice versa. And we're doing them together. Well, Darien Lake does a grand reopening this spring for when they, you know, come out of COVID, reopen. I go out there and it's myself and it's Center Ed Rath and it's a bunch of other people and Channel 247 out of Buffalo are all there. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally holding the scissors. They're closed. And I'm holding them and I got one hand on the handle and I got one hand on the blade, but they're closed. And I'm just standing there listening and I just run my hand along the bottom. And I'm like, uh-oh. Oh no. Like I just cut myself. And I look down and to your point, it hadn't started to bleed yet. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. A minute later, I'm like, man, that still hurts. And I look down and now I got blood. So I'm taking my thumb and I'm pressing it against my ring finger and I'm trying to stop the bleeding. I still have to get up and talk at the podium. Yeah. I'm holding these scissors.
Just a handful of blood.
The scissors are the show, right? They don't want me. They just want the scissors. Yep. I'm hoping not to bleed on the scissors. All this stuff. It was crazy. I get to the car and this was the first time I was there by myself. So Steven wasn't there. Kelly B wasn't there. Nobody else from the chamber was there. Get in the car. I take a picture of my finger. I said, this is why you guys can't leave me alone with these things. And I said,
and that's something people don't know about our ribbon cutting scissors is they're probably just as sharp as those barbershop scissors.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't used to be.
No.
They used to have wooden scissors and someone would sneak in and like use a real pair of scissors to cut the ribbon.
Right.
And then
these are big like.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're wow. like, I mean, like three feet. Yeah. You know,
3 feet.
And they open and they cut, you know,
legit.
And then people don't think they're real. So they're like, oh, and they're like playing with it. And I'm like, no. Yeah. You know, like holding them up to their head and stuff. And I'm like, nope, that's not how that works.
That's hilarious.
Let's try to do a haircut one day with those.
Oh, yeah, I hear that joke constantly. All the time. It's the same three jokes. Yeah. Are they sharp? Do you run with them? Can you give me a haircut? It's the same three jokes constantly.
Yeah. I haven't heard the run with them one yet.
Yeah. Oh, yes, you have. You just haven't heard. You haven't paid attention to it.
I don't want to run with scissors that big.
Yeah. So, you know, let's continue here. You ready? Probably do the final four questions.
Sure, yeah. So we end every one of these with four just quick-hitting questions. I call them final four. Steven doesn't like that, but that's okay. We're going to call them that anyways. So first one, first car.
Ford Taurus, 98.
When'd you get that?
Baby blue. That thing was just the worst. It was just riding on just hope and air. Never oil change, nothing like that.
Just grinded it right into the ground. Yeah, huh?
It smelled like an ashtray. I was 18, 17.
Awesome. Favorite vacation spot?
Ooh, so I haven't taken much vacations. Yeah, we find that I'm a worker.
Any local business owner.
I'm a worker, man. I did this summer though, so I went to some type of resort in Florida. It was pretty dope.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess that was my own experience.
So all inclusive resorts, right?
Yeah. It was dope.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Those are always good. Last book you read.
It's always a tough one for people.
I haven't read a book in a few years.
So what
it's
about
kind of embarrassing?
What about an article or like, you know?
Oh, and I read stuff like that all the time. Yeah. But I mean, book though would be it's Neely Fuller. It's about racism. So it's pretty much it's about racism. It's not really even like a book. More, it's more like of like a. I guess like a textbook work, but I know it sounds kind of corny, but I mean, it's really just breaking down just things that his point of view of racism and how you should behave towards it and things like that. Just breaking it down, just like in depth though, but it's kind of a lot to get into right now, but
Well, I mean, we could touch on it. I mean,
it's just something different that you would have to see when, you know what I mean? Because it's more like of, It's going through the terms and language you should use and you should not use, like how if you heard me use people of color and things like that, you know, instead of just saying black people.
It's people first language. You know, my mother works in developmental disabilities with people with developmental disabilities. So I've been saying that my whole life, man, because it's never the blind kid or you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm laughing because I've known your mother for 20 years.
And that she's always preached that to me. She'll
be on you in a half a second.
It's the person who is blind. Yep. And it's the same kind of mentality there.
Not the blind school. It's all that stuff. Yes. Yep. 100. Yeah.
It's people first mentality because that's what it is. It's, you know, you can categorize people, but that shouldn't be their defining feature. You know, it's people first.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I read Emmanuel Acho's book. Conversations with a Black Person, and that was the bulk of it. It's that people first stuff. It's like, you know, talk about the person because that's what we are, right?
Yeah,
simple enough. Was that three?
Yeah, one more.
So last one. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Ooh, any superpower? I'd probably be a mind reader. I'd want to read some minds. Yeah, because then I'd be able to do all types of stuff. I play poker too, so maybe that's my main angle on that.
He's a poker after dark.
I'm a poker. That's the big plot to this all is just to make enough money to one day play poker
all the time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Poker player.
Oh yeah,
that's awesome. Plot. Now, if you had mind control, would your head get all like big and stuff, or would it just stay the same?
Well, my head's already big, but mind control, that would be a little something. I don't think I want mind control. I want to read somebody's mind. That might get a little creepy there.
That would get really crazy.
We had somebody do mind control.
Why would you want to control somebody's mind? Why would you want to do that?
I think it was Gregory. Just a couple episodes ago, someone said I wanted to be able to tell people what to do.
Yeah.
That is just the worst. I do not want to work for that guy. I'm kidding.
There's way too much going on there for that to happen.
No. All right, well, cool. It's the final four. You got anything else for Brandon, Eric?
No, I appreciate you coming in. And
oh, no, thanks for having me. Thanks
appreciate you coming in. You know, go check out Royals Barbershop, Ellicott Street, Batavia. Brandon's there. Julio's there. Josh is there. They got a couple different guys you can go and see. I'm an appointment guy. I like appointments, and Brandon likes that too. But
yeah,
that's mainly walk in.
How we go. Yeah, I mean, you can book online. We've got it all over Google, Facebook, anything like that. You can hit the link on there and schedule right online. So,
It's just the new way of doing business.
Oh, yes.
It's the best way. I mean, it's the easiest way. It's all about convenience.
Yeah.
And you know, Brandon is a guy that's, like I said, forward thinking. So if there's anybody out there listening that has any ideas or anything they want to partner on with him, he's a great contact.
Always.
You know, feel free to reach out to him. He's always pitching ideas to me about the chamber. So we're going to have to figure out some things to partner on with him. Kickball tournaments or whatever you want to do.
We'll figure
something out.
We talked about kickball with the Muck Dogs the other night.
We talked about kickball.
I thought it was a great idea until they reminded me you got to run. And I was like, yeah, no, maybe not.
Yeah, like I got about a good like lap in me. And but I'm a good coach, so I can like,
there you go.
I can, you know, point
there
the
finger. There you go. All right, cool, Brandon. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you as a public service from the Genesee County Chamber of Commerce. For more episodes, listen and subscribe on any of your favorite podcast apps, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and many more. See you next time.